In many countries, including Uganda, the real estate market often experiences fluctuations in response to major political events, such as national elections. This phenomenon, where home sales tend to rise after big elections, can be attributed to various factors. As Uganda approaches its next significant election cycle in 2026, it is worth exploring whether this trend might manifest and what factors could influence such an outcome. Historical trends and factors. 1. Political stability and consumer confidence. Political clarity. After elections, there is usually a period of political clarity and stability, especially if the elections are perceived as free and fair. This stability can boost consumer confidence, leading to increased investments in real estate. Government policies. Elected government policies and reforms often follow elections. These can include incentives for homebuyers, reduction in interest rates, or new housing schemes, all of which can stimulate the housing market. 2. Economic policies and investments. Economic reforms. Post-election periods often see the implementation of new economic policies aimed at growth. These can attract both local and foreign investments, leading to increased demand for residential and commercial properties. Infrastructure development. Elected governments may prioritize infrastructure projects, improving accessibility and attractiveness of certain areas, thereby boosting real estate sales. 3. Pent-up demand. Market wait-and-see approach. During election periods, there is often a wait-and-see approach among potential buyers and investors due to the uncertainty surrounding election outcomes. Once the elections are over and stability returns, this pent-up demand can lead to a surge in home sales. 4. Interest rates and financial sector reforms. Monetary policy adjustments. Central banks may adjust interest rates post-election to stimulate economic activity. Lower interest rates make borrowing cheaper, encouraging more people to take out mortgages and buy homes. Banking sector stability. Reforms in the banking sector, aimed at increasing accessibility to credit and mortgage financing, can also drive an increase in home sales. Potential impact in Uganda in 2026. Uganda's real estate market has been growing steadily over the past decade, with significant investments in both residential and commercial properties. As the 2026 elections approach, several factors could determine whether a post-election surge in home sales will occur. 1. Political environment. The perception of a fair and peaceful election will be crucial. Political stability and confidence in the elected government will likely encourage investment in real estate. 2. Economic policies. The government's commitment to economic reforms, including those affecting the real estate sector, will play a significant role. Policies that support infrastructure development, affordable housing, and accessible financing will be particularly impactful. 3. Foreign investment. Uganda has been attracting considerable foreign investment in real estate. A stable political environment post-election could further enhance investor confidence, leading to increased activity in the property market. 4. Urbanization trends. With ongoing urbanization, cities like Kampala are seeing a growing demand for housing. Post-election policies that support urban development can contribute to a rise in home sales. Conclusion? While it is challenging to predict with certainty, the factors that traditionally lead to increased home sales after elections suggest that Uganda could experience a similar trend in 2026. Political stability, economic reforms, and infrastructure development will be key drivers. As the election date draws nearer, stakeholders in the real estate market will be closely monitoring these factors to gauge the potential impact on home sales. Uganda's growing economy and urbanization trends provide a positive outlook, but the actual outcome will depend on the specific circumstances and policies implemented by the elected government. Regardless, understanding these dynamics can help investors and homebuyers make informed decisions in the post-election period.